Okay, let's continue. Let's take the next one. This one is interesting. In terms of the diktik, how he works it out based on the diktik. Let's see. So he says, "Mi bilti yicholas Hashem." Right, Mem Aleph. So what is this? It's the next. Last time we're talking about. last time was Moshe's Tefillah by the Eagle, right? And now it's by the Meraglim. So he says, "Yavayom Hashem Moshe Ad Ona Yenatzuni Hamazeh Yadonu Yaminu Bi B'chol Osa Shira Sisi B'Kirbo." Okay. So again, he says, "Akenu b'devar v'rishenu v'aso sechol gadol gadol v'atzim imenu." V'yom Moshe l'Hashem v'shamu Mitzrayim ki halisa b'chochacha asam azeh mikirbo. It's a similar kind of an argument. They're going to Mitzrayim will hear. Ramru el Yoshev v'aret hazos shamu ki ato Hashem b'kerav am azeh asher ayin b'ayin nira ato Hashem v'anon necha ome l'aleim v'anon ato holeich v'fneim Yomam Abba Uba Amud Eish Laila. So in other words, it's clear that what says they'll say about the inhabitants of the land, they have heard that you are in the midst of this people, right? You appeared eye to eye, and your cloud stands over them. In other words, there was clearly Ashkacha during the time of the Midbar. Ve'imato es ha'am hazek ish echad v'amru agoyim asher shamru. As Shemachal Lemor, mi bilti yicholas Hashem lahovias amazeh la'aretz shir neshbalahem vayish chotem b'midbar. So they're going to say, you're not able to defeat all of the kings in Canaan, in Eretz Canaan. Right, in other words, you brought them this far. But you killed them, ki yishechot, and they're going to say, Mi bilti yicholas Hashem lahavi es amazeh el haaretz shir nishbalem. Okay, that's what the drush is going on. Okay, Rashi says lefishi yosh v'yaretz chazakim v'giboron. That's what people say. Ve'ino domer paro l'shloshim v'echad malachim v'zos yomru al yoshev haaretz hazos. Yeah. And they're going to say about the Yoshe Haaretz Hazos that they were too powerful. Pharaoh was able to defeat, but not the 31 kings in Eretz Canaan. Okay, so the Gemara says, Yochol Hashem Yiboyle. It should have said, Mi bilti Yochol Hashem.
That's weird.
Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Moshe Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Achshav Yomru Umas HaOlam, Toshash Kocho Kenikeva, Ve'ino Yochol Lahatzilan. They're going to say you're weak. You became weak like a Nekeva. You can't save them. Omar Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ben Amram Valokvar Ro Nisim Shasisilem Alayom. Omar Lefano, Rav Shalom, Ach Shav Yom Lefnei Melech Echa Yochol Lamot Lefnei Shoshim Vechom Lechom Eni Yochol Lamot. Right, that's like Rashi quotes it. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Minayin Shechazev Hodlo Shnei Rav Yom Hashem Shalachi Kedrecha. Okay. Tan Devei Yer Yishmol Kedrecha Asidim Umo Salom Omar Ashrei Tamid Sherabo Modlo. Okay, fine. But he's focusing on the first part. On the Yecholas. Mi Bilti Yecholas. Right, where's the drasha? Where's the hook over here for the drasha? That says it should have said, "Mi bilti yochol Hashem," not "Mi bilti yecholes." So, what does yecholes imply? Like a woman.
I thought yecholes was just a word.
So he says like this: "This da ki lo olo al das Rabbi Elazar sheish hefrish bedikta kaloshon ben yochol liyecholes." Right?
Okay.
So he says, yeah, you have to know a little bit of diktik over here. So he's saying, there's no difference between yochol and yecholas. Shezeh lezochor vezeh lenekeva. That's not true. Right?
Meaning it's not true that this is Perzach on this.
It's not true. Okay. Right? Isn't this right. not true? It's not all al-das or al-lazar that when you're talking about a man you say yachol and the woman you say yacholas. It says shemilas yacholas shame. No fel bein lazachar bein lanakeva. Rak shedikdek dikduk omok bein poel l'shem. So you're saying, what is the difference between yachol and yacholas? So he says, yacholas is a shame. What does it mean, a shame? Yeah, right. Like a noun. And that doesn't matter whether it's a zachar or a nekeva. But yachol is a poel, he's saying. Is a verb.
And how is yacholas used as a noun?
Ability.
Okay.
Ability. It's not a, maybe it's not a typical noun, but
wouldn't it be like a pronoun?
Not a pronoun. Right. So he's saying yochol and yecholas are different, but not that yochol is loshon zochor and yecholas is loshon nekeva. Yochol yecholas is loshon of what he calls a shame, and yochol is a poel. Okay, let's see. Let's go a little further.
Poel a verb.
A verb. Poel is a verb, right? Yeah. Like it's va'inyan. It takes a little. Get a little. Chop it a little. Inyan ki adon hanavim Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashem hoya ma'ames liparo va'amo sheyish siba elyona shehu siba lakol v'shalot bakol. So what did Moshe make known, make true to Paro and his nation? That there is an ultimate cause. That is the cause of everything and the ruler of everything. V'hu shehivtil ho'am hazeh l'chelko. And it was God who took this nation, the Jews, as his chelek. Ka'amro ka'amar Hashem b'nei b'chori Yisrael. Though they're my b'chor. V'amar b'rabbas mofsim al yado l'man teda ki l'Hashem ha'aretz. So that was what Moshe was demonstrating to Paro. That's what Moshe made known to Paro through the nisim of Mitzrayim. K'var yodata ma'amar Paro sh'amar lo yodati as Hashem. So it was an education process that he had to go through. V'haya parov amachoshim she'inyin Yisrael k'inyin shar umos. So what was their, what was Paro's idea before Moshe was ma'amis this idea to him? That the Jews were like any other nation. She'nesunim tachas memshelas mazol sashamayim. They were under the jurisdiction of the forces of heavens, the astrological forces. V'sheyirko sheyikrum hamikrim k'mo sheyichuyav mimarechas hakochavim. So things happen to them just according to whatever you'd like to call that, chance, nature, whatever it is. Okay. So they had certain ideas that certain nations had influence from certain mazalos, and sort of like sometimes your mazal meets a mazal that's stronger than him, and he can defeat him, and sometimes not. And there's a whole battle going on over there, but basically, you know, I guess a more modern interpretation of this would be, you know, each nation has its qualities, its strengths, its weaknesses, its characteristics, you know, its psychological outlook, and sometimes that is better, you know, sometimes that enables it to defeat one nation, sometimes it doesn't, yeah. Right? But basically, everyone is up, is in the same arena, right? Ke'inyan sar yovan v'sar pras. Yeah. That's the Indian of Sar Yavan and Sar Pras. But I think that's what it really means. You know what I mean? It means that there's each nation has a certain Sar, a certain, I guess, like a superego, a certain image, a certain ideal that they live at, that they go after. And the saying that really the battle really takes place ultimately between those two prototypes. And that's really where a lot of the victory or defeat is made. Ukeshe Govro Yad Moshe Bidvar Hashem Votzi Esa Ami Mitzrayim Chozru Lehodos Ke Omro Hashem Atzadik Hatiru El Hashem. Right, so they began to admit this, right? V'al Yamsuf Ke Omro Hashem Nilcham Lohem B'Mitzrayim. So that was a certain realization that they had, that God is fighting for them. Now, is he saying that in the right way or in the wrong way? Right. So it seems that they had that recognition, the correct recognition. So now Moshe is like this: Im yagia on sham lekach, if you're going to punish Bnei Yisrael, yie pesach leumos hacholkim she'ein ha'am. They're going to say that this nation is not really the portion of the cause of causes. Yisbarach v'lomar sheman higim ein yecholto yecholes Hashem.
So that means that they still are.
They'll say that their leader, right, their manhig, does not have the Yecholas Hashem. Doesn't have
Mitzrim?
The power of God. The Mitzrim will say about the Jews that the Jews' manhig does not have Yecholas Hashem, the ability of God. Right? Mi bilti Yecholas Hashem. She'ilu oma mi bilti Yechol Hashem. If they would have said mi bilti Yechol Hashem, hoya b'mashma shehem modim shehu yisparach Hashem. Rak shem machishim b'yecholto v'zeh i'efsha. Now, as if the gram, if the pasuk said mi bilti yochol Hashem, then it would mean that God can't do.
Right.
But that means they recognize God,
right.
And they're saying, but He can't do.
Yeah.
Right. So he says that's not possible, because if they understand Shehu Hashem Lo Tavo Kfir B'Yecholto, they won't deny that he can do. She'ilu Hu Siba L'Kol HaSibos Im Ha'Odo Azos Lo Yimoltu Mi Yosam Modim She'ein Meniyah Lo Yisbarach. That's what you're calling God. If you have the idea of Siba HaSiba L'Kol HaSibos, it can't be that there's something that's holding him back. Aval be'omro mi bilti yecholes Hashem tavo hakfir bo yisbarach mitzad cholshas hakoach. But when they what's a lomar? But that's the diak in the pasuk. Mi bilti yecholes Hashem, that there is no yecholes Hashem. Right. What's a lomar? Achar shehu hotzia meretz Yisrael bekocho v'achshav iral bohem kocha. So they're going to make this argument. After he brought them out of Mitzrayim with his koach, and now this happens to them, Zem mora she'en yecholto yecholas Hashem. That proves there never was a yecholas Hashem. Rak yecholas echad miman higei hashefalim she'en biyecholto lama b'pnei hasarim ha'minigim arzo shloshim v'echad malachim. It must have been the yecholas of another sub-deity type of thing. Right,
which could
stand up to Mitzrayim, and goes back to the old Sarim and those types of battling, right? So I mean, it's just a very it's unbelievable how he pulls that out of the diktik over here, right? Let's just review it quickly. Now we're saying like this: what does mi bilti? He's explaining the medrash itself now? Let's see if we get this straight. He's saying like this. What does the pasuk itself mean? Mi bilti yecholes Hashem.
Without the medrash, we would have just read it as, does God not have the ability?
Right. So he's saying. So he's saying you can't say yochol as a verb, right? You can't say yochol as a verb, right? So then, how is he going to do the mention? And he's saying mibilti yochol as Hashem means that they're going to now have a. They're going to go back and they're going to look over the events and they're going to say this was not the yochol as Hashem. There really is no yochol as Hashem involved in this nation. There is no manhig of that's the Siba Hasibos. Right? To say Mibilti Yochol Hashem would be a contradiction. That would be supposing that that would be in other words, Yochol Hashem means the subject is Hashem, right? And you're saying, but Hashem doesn't have the ability, cannot do. Right? So they say, she's saying that's not possible, because then it's not possible to have the right idea of Hashem, saying Hashem in the true in an accurate way, and say that he doesn't have the ability, because the definition of Hashem is the Siba Hasibos. So it means no. It means it's built the Yecholas Hashem. Yecholas Hashem is really one entity now, right? It's not the. They are not under. They never were, and they never have been, and never will be. There is no idea of anybody ever reaching a level that they're in. That they're under the Yecholas Hashem. Everybody is just left to their own little, mazolos. Right. That's what Moshe was saying. If you don't do this, if you destroy them now, then the whole lesson of Yecholas Hashem is going to be lost, and they're going to say. They just had a very powerful mazel that was able to defeat Mitzrayim, but not powerful enough to go against the 31 Malachim. He says, "Va'omram toshash kocho kinekeva." Right? That's what Rabbi Lozer says. And Moshe said, "Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Now they're going to say, "Toshash kocho kinekeva." So that's what he was trying to avoid this whole time. He's trying to avoid the interpretation that Yecholas is a nekeva. Right, but what is his? What does Rabbi Elazar mean? Why is he saying the keva?
Right.
His whole point was Yecholas is just a noun. It goes for a man or a woman.
Right. And so already what he's doing is he's bringing out an idea from the word independent of this keva.
Right.
In other words, he's tackling right. That whole portion first.
Right.
And he can only do that because there is no difference between Yecholas and Yachol in terms of the noun.
Right.
Right.
Right, he's not really explaining the Medrash at this point. To this point, right? He's just giving his own interpretation of the puzzle.
Right. It all sounds like the way he's taking it. That
the problem is that the way the Medrash is presented is exactly the opposite of what he's saying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Depends on either way.
Right. The Medrash sounds like it's saying Yochol would have been proper because that's Lashon Zachar.
Right.
But why did it say Yecholas? That's Lashon Nekeva because Moshe was saying people are going to say you're like a Nekeva. Right, so he's starting out and saying, first thing you got to know is that's not possible. That can't be. That there's any chance that Rabbi Eliezer thought that Yochol is for Zachar and Yecholas is for Nekeva. They're different elements of language.
Right,
and they're not interchange. It's not a question of Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva. One is a Lashon of Hashem, and one is a Lashon of a Kol. So he explains very nicely why the Lashon of Shame is appropriate and Poel is not appropriate. Right? But what is the Drasha? So he says like this. V'omram toshas kocho kenekeva da shehazachar Poel v'hanekeva shebo yif'al hazachar umare bo pu'ulosav. So he's saying, what's the difference between Zachar and Nekeva? Zohar is the Poel, and the Nekeva is the one who receives the action. And Mare Bo Pulosav, she shows his actions are apparent in her. The Alkain, Hushal Haloshon Azeh, Lechol Poel Umekabel. So that's generally the way it's an expression of language. That whenever you talk about the actor, you call it the Zohar. The receiver, you call it the Nekeva. Okay? Ratzlomah, Shehapoel Yikore Zohar, V'hamakabel yikori nekeva. V'hamoshal b'chamo levona kvar noda. That's already known, the moshal by the sun and the moon. Shehashemesh mechalek ora levona. Vein ora levona mitzad atzma rak shehi klimazir. So the sun sheds light. The sun casts its light, and the moon is just mekabel and reflects it. Will be agia ilea or hachamo mazir. Kemara zechuches hamazheres begia levor hashemesh. Al kein kor hashemesh zachar levon in the keva. Okay. Okay. All right. Anyway, ulkavana hazu omrukan. Achshav yimotzu pesach. I skipped the next paragraph. Lomar she'ein kocho yisborach kekoach hazochar shehu hapoel. Ve'eno mekabel kocho me'acher. Rak kocho hanekeva shi mekabeles me'acher. So he said that's what Rabbi Eliezer was saying. That was Moshe's argument. That what? That if you destroy the Jews now, it'll be a Pesach for people to say that ein kocho yisborach koach hazochar. God does not have the koach of the poel, of the doer. Okay? He is just like the koach hanekeva, meaning just under another force, gaining his strength from another source. Ratzalom shiyomur she'ein hasibo elyona lekol hasibos. Rak kishar hakochos hamakabla misiba acheres. The people will now say God is not the ultimate cause, the prime mover. He's not the Siba Hasibos. He also, the God of the Jews, is also just a recipient of from another cause. The Yigbru Pam, V'yishbru Pam. Sometimes he's victorious, sometimes he's defeated, sometimes he has strength, sometimes he goes low. Vizeu tishishus hanekeva. That's what it means to become like a weak like a nekeva. V'al zeh hodelo yizborach shenemar salachti kivarecha. Right, now he's going back to the drasha. I still don't get the yachol versus yacholus in the mibayle.
Yeah.
Right? But he's saying, what was his argument? What does he mean? He becomes like the Umos Ha'olam will say he's like a Nekeva. Because he's trying to take it out of the Zohar and Nekeva of Dikduk. Mm-hmm. That's what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's saying they're going to say God is only a Makabel Koach, mm-hmm. not a Siba. He's only a Makabel from another Siba. That's what Nekeva means. Right? They're going to get the wrong idea about the whole thing that you were trying to be ma'ames to them, that God is the Siba Hasibos, which is Zohar. They're going to now have the mistaken idea that he is a Makabel from another Siba, which is the term of Nekeva. Does it sound like he's saying like this? It sounds like he's saying, I mean, it's in the paragraphs of Achshav, is the main idea. He seems to be trying to express in terms of the drasha. So let's just take the second part for a minute. Notice he says like this. He says, "Aval be'omro mi bilti yecholas Hashem, tavo akfira bo yisbarach mitzad chulshas hakoach." That what? That when Moshe says mi bilti yecholas Hashem, it's not the yecholas Hashem. Right, so then the kfira comes because they say there's a weakness of power. What does that mean? Ratzalomer acha shehu hotziem me'eretz Mitzrayim bekocho. He brought them out with koach. V'ach shavir b'hem kocho. Now this happens. Ze mora she'ein yecholto yecholas Hashem. Rak yecholas acher. Mi manhigi hashfalim. She'ein b'yichot olamo b'fnei asarim ha-manhigim arzo shloshim ve'echad malachim. So it means to say that Moshe is trying to say, like, he's trying to explain, now the Eliezer is trying to explain precisely Moshe's argument. And he's saying like this, what does it mean, mi'bilti yicholas Hashem? That's an argument mitzad chulshas ha-koach. Okay? In other words, if you would say mi'bilti yochol Hashem, that would be an argument of a philosophical nature, that they don't understand that they have a contradiction in the idea of God, that they're going to deny. Saying that's really what it would sound like. In other words, the plain pshat is mi bilti yochol Hashem, that they would say God can't do it. That would be the plain pshat. That would be the what you would imagine it would say. They're going to say God can't do, right? So he's explaining, no, that was that Moshe was a deeper idea that Moshe was pointing at. That to say God can't do, that's just a philosophical error. This is a contradiction in terms. Right? So,
because the God he's talking about is the cause of causes.
Right,
because
God
is the cause of causes can't do, but right. That doesn't make any sense.
Moshe's argument is your whole demonstration to them is different. Your demonstration is not that there is a God. Mm-hmm. Because even the Egyptians had an idea of God. They just believed we were not under the control of that God, right? So the nature of the instruction to them was not that there is a cause of causes, but that the Jews are under the hashgacha of the cause of causes, as opposed to the ideas that they had that there's a certain God, ultimate cause, but man is not under that rule. Man is under the rule of the mazalos. So Moshe is saying your whole demonstration is through koach, and you're showing that the manhig of this nation expresses the cause of causes through his koach. That's an argument of koach. It says, but now if you're going to demonstrate, if you're going to destroy them, that whole argument of koach will be lost. Now, as the argument of koach was that they should be able to see from Yitzias Mitzrayim that the Jews are under a qualitatively different idea than mazalos. But that only comes from a certain quality of the koach, a certain quality of that yecholas. It's not an ordinary yecholas. It's not an ordinary yecholas that sometimes wins, sometimes doesn't win. They should be able to see from the makos and from Yetzias Mitzrayim and from all of that, that this is a different, qualitatively different yecholas. Not just a mazel on a lucky streak. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he says, but now that it's going to come to an end, that whole argument from Yecholas is going to be destroyed, because the ultimate cause of causes can't ever have any type of a defeat. Right? So now they're going to say, oh, okay, it was just a very lucky mazel. No pun intended. Right? Yeah, they had a good mazel. But that's it. The luck ran out. You know what I mean? They met up against their match. You know? So that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that they're going to... Your whole demonstration was to show, it wasn't really a philosophical thing in terms of ideas.
It was identifying, like almost like an empirical thing, that this is the...
That's right, an empirical thing. That don't think that God is not involved in the affairs of Adam, and those are left to mazalos, which all have the same type of yecholas. God himself is involved in the Bini Bechori Yisrael. There's a certain idea of the Chelak Hashem, and that is demonstrated through the Yecholas Hashem with regard to this nation. So now if they fail, now they're going, and that idea of Yecholas is Lashon Zohar. It is an idea of a Zohar. Okay, now he's saying they're going to say mibilti yecholas, they're going to think that the whole thing God was they're going to think that the Jews were under the yecholas of a nekeva. So I don't think just to get back to the drasha, I don't think he's learning that. Still, it's not totally smooth.
Yeah.
It seems the way he's learning is like this. And I was should have. You would think that as a havamina plame shot, me bilti. I mean, especially with me bilti. Yeah. Me bilti. You would say. You would think plame shot. Me bilti yochol Hashem. That people will think God doesn't have the doesn't have the power to do. That's what you would think that Moshe would be saying. If you do, it's like the with the slav. Hayad Hashem tiktzor, you know, it'd be like that. Right, that there'll be a philosophical mistake. People know that the Jews are the nation of God, and now they're going to think God has a limitation. So he's saying that's not. Rabbi Elazar is pointing out that that's not what Moshe said, because Yochol would imply Yochol. Yochol would be a Lashon of Poel. It has nothing to do with Lashon Zachar, Lashon Keva. Yochol would have been a Lashon of action. And that would have been saying it will be a philosophical mistake about God's ability, about God's strength, God's ability, okay, strength. So he says, but no, Moshe was not talking about that. The argument wasn't that. The argument was that people are going to think now that the Jews were never under God. They were under a nekeva. They were under a just another effect, not an ultimate cause. So that's what he meant. Toshash kocho kenekeva. They're going to look back. A very nice marshal, because they're going to look up until this point. They thought God. They thought the Jews were under Zohar, or under the ultimate cause. Now they're going to look back and they're going to convert it into a weaker thing. Toshash kocho. They're going to reduce the strength of what they saw was Mani Klal Yisrael all this time. And they're going to say, it was just a very lucky nekeva. It was just a very lucky mazel. So he says. That was really, you know, Moshe didn't make the argument about Yochol. That was not the argument to make over here. The argument to make over here was that the whole demonstration of all the power in the Nisim is going to be lost, because it will all now be converted in retrospect to just another mazel, which is Nekeva.
Yeah.
Right. All right. David's right. No, he's making the emphasis over here. Don't think it's just a simple. If it would just be Yochol versus Yecholas, Zohar and Nekeva, that'd be a very shallow thing. And really saying is not even accurate in terms of dikta. He wants to show you that the way Chazal use the Lashon Zohar, Lashon Nekeva is really the Derech Moshel. And that's correct. That's where he brings in all those other things. The sun is Lashon Zohar, the moon is Lashon Nekeva. And he's showing you that. Is a much deeper idea that's contained in here. Okay.